This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, Feb 7. Well, cattle markets continuing their strong performance yesterday as we continue to push into new contract highs on the live cattle, and feeder cattle continuing to extend their gains, busting out of a small congestion area from last week. So the pretty impressive performance here is the markets just are relentless in continuing that upward trajectory. The futures market responding to a strong cash market last week, where we saw the Fed trade, and some reports from USDA at 158. That's up 4 from the previous week. And on the Fed trade, dressed at 250 was up 2. Box beef values were strong as well. The choice up 183 at 267. Select up 211 at 254. The spread lost at 28 cents. We're sitting at 1285. Movement was 104 loads. Slaughter rate so far this week, 120,000 head. That is 1,000 less than last week, and it's down 3,000 from last year. So when you look at these slaughter numbers, normally on the average we're around 125 every day. So at 120, we're starting out the week lower, 5,000 lower than the average, but that compares to last week where we're at 121. So there was 4,000 below the average even from a week ago. So it's interesting to see the market have such a small volume. And I think a lot of that is based on the ice storms that we had in the southern plains. It's just going to back up your cattle in the feedlots, and it's difficult to move those cattle, puts stress on them, slows the weight gains, kind of backs them up into the feedlots. But the packers need to have that volume moving. So they clearly were bidding up for cattle, trying to pull these cattle out of the feedlots last week. Of course, feedlots, that's in their best interest, obviously, to stay current. So it looks like the cash trade is performing strong enough to pull these cattle forward and keep the feedlots in a current situation. We see that with the slaughter weights, the dressed weights, on a seasonal trajectory as well, but they're lower at 827 pounds. That's down 2 pounds from the previous week, and it's down 19 pounds from a year ago. So weights are down, numbers are down. Packers appear to be having to bid up fairly aggressively to keep the chains moving at a normal speed. So I think that will continue to support not only cash trade, but that'll spill over to the futures trade as well. That helps the feeder cattle market, obviously. The corn market is pretty flat. We don't see any big threats to the market there other than some dryness that seems to be coming back into Argentina. That's a back and forth. They've had some rain. Now we're going to run into a few days of hot and dry. Then there are more rains forecast for the weekend. So, the corn market kind of stuck in this range of being supported by the dry issues in Argentina, but also, running into headwinds on a very poor export performance of U.S. corn, the threat of ethanol production probably slowing down at least somewhat, and still a Brazilian market that is pushing corn into the export channel. So I think the feeder cattle pretty comfortable with where the feed grain supply is. They've got enough wheat in the central plains. Basis for corn is high, so that's continued to pull wheat into the feed channel. But if your exports are going to stay weak, that just increases domestic supply. And so I think the feeder cattle market feeling fairly comfortable with feed grain situation. Also looking at the likelihood of a much improved pasture situation and at least a first cutting of hay across most of the country, except in the key area of cattle country, which is West Texas, Western Oklahoma, Western Kansas, Eastern Colorado. That region is key cattle country, and it's very dry and looks to stay dry, at least in the short term. So that's probably keeping, somewhat of a lid on the feeder cattle market, which obviously is quite strong. So I think that if the rains do come to the southwest as we get into March and especially April, I think demand for calves is going to be huge. And the calves are just not going to be there. We're already seeing evidence of heifer retention. And, the calf crop, of course, is in its fifth year of decline. It's you're just looking at very tight numbers. And if the pasture conditions are good, there's going to be, I think, very high demand for these calves. And so I think it bodes well for this spring, for the feeder cattle market, that you could see a very strong demand base. Seasonally, when you have that kind of demand base, you tend to peak in early May. So that is the window we're looking for. Now, if it keeps raining through the spring and early summer, you could see demand stay strong for calves all the way through the summer as well. And especially if we have a good corn crop, you know, as we get into harvest, you'll get another seasonal rally later in the late summer, early fall, for demand for calves for the smaller farmer feeders in the Midwest who are sitting on a good corn crop. All of those things depend on weather, of course, but that potential is still there as we are still in the early stages, in fact, the very beginning of heifer retention and herd rebuilding. So I think things look good, at least in the short term. I do expect that the rains will come to the southwest, but who knows? If they don't, demand will be fairly subdued for feeder cattle. If they do, boy, I think we're off to the races as far as demand and price potential for the feeder cattle market. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.